We're in Simin Tuf Nun Tes, and we are up to Sif Beis. Lo yanichu ha'isa b'lo esek v'afilu rega echad. L'chatchila, once the flour and water mixed, you should not allow the dough to sit there without being worked on, even for 1 minute. And this is after it's been kneaded, even though it didn't get very hot. Now, what's called esek? What does it mean to work on it? So the working means that either you're rolling it out or you're kneading it. That you just press on it with the rolling pin is not enough. Also, you should make sure that the oven is already turned on, because if you allow the dough to sit there and wait, then we're afraid it'll become chametz. V'chol zman shemisaskim ba, while you're actually working on the matzah, afilu kol hayom, there's no shirin zman all day, einam ischa, einam achmetz, it will not become chametz. Whereas v'mhinicho below esek shir mil, if you allow it to sit without chametz for the shir of mil, have a chametz, it's considered chametz. The shir mil have a revi'ah shah. What is the shir of a mil? The amount of time it takes to walk a mil, that's 15 minutes. Revi'ah shah. The chelik me esrim min hashah plus another 3 minutes, a 20th of an hour. 15 and 3 is 18 minutes. So the Mechaber is saying that while you're working on it, it cannot become chametz, whereas if you any amount of time that you stop working on it, once it reaches 18 minutes, then the halacha is that we are choshesh, it's chametz, and the Mishnah Berurah says, even if we do not see any simen of chametz. Now this that it says that a mil is 18 minutes, that is lechumra, and we keep that for matzah. When it comes to melicha, the minig is that lechatchila you keep the salt on meat for an hour, and we don't rely on 18 minutes. Not only that, but even b'di'eved, one should not be makel for less than 24 and a half minutes. In a case of matzah, where it sat for 18 minutes without esek, and hefsid meruba, the Mishnah Berurah is makel if it sat for somewhere between 18 and 24 and a half. Unless you see simanei chimutz on it, that means that it looks like it's beginning to split open a little bit, or that the surface is starting to get white and a bit rough. Further says the Rama, you should be very quick when you make the matzah. We're afraid that even if, say, between you have different workers, one is passing it on to the next, and in between the workers it sat on the table waiting for someone else to be ready for it, each time it waited for a minute here, a minute there, and it will add up together to a shear of 18 minutes. Or it'll be in a warm place where it becomes chametz even more quickly. Says the Mechaber now. Yeah, so one has to be very careful. And by the way, the Mishnah Berurah mentions from the Trumas Hadeshen that if you're really working on the matzah, the shiyas do not add up. A real esik is mevatel the shiyas. Whereas something like putting the holes in the matzah, that does not stop it from being mitzdarif. So if it was waiting for the radling, for the hole making, and then it waited after the hole making, together that was 18 minutes, one should be machmir. And the Mishnah Berurah brings that the maril was machmir for shiyas mitzdarfis, even with esik gadol, even with esik gomer. Says the Mechaber now, after they started working on the dough and it got hot from human hands, then the 18 minutes is only before you got your hands really into it and started getting warmed up. But when you start working on the matzah with your hands, it gets very warm, and if you leave it without esek, it's going to become chametz immediately. The question is what exactly immediately means. The Mishnah Berurah says tzarech ian, what the shear is, and he says that you really have to be very careful. While they're passing, they cut up the pieces of dough and they pass them out to the different workers. You shouldn't have dough sitting around and doing nothing. Further, im hischilu b'shtei isos ke'echad, if they started working on two doughs at once, v'chmitza achas, and one of them started getting chametzdik, b'yadua she'chmitza gam ha'shenis, you can be sure that the second one also became chametz, afilu ein roim ba simanei chimutz, even if you see no simanim of chimutz, v'im hechmitza ad she'esh ba stokim, and if you see that it already started splitting, afilu lo nisarvu ha'stokim ze ba ze, even if the splits didn't reach one another, Ela echad holecheno ve'echad holecheno. One goes this way, one goes that way. Have a chametz gomer. We paskin, it's a machlokas in the Mishnah, we paskin that this is chametz gomer. Va'ochlo chayev koris. Demembo sedek. Whereas if it does not have any split, ela hichsifu, pirich nishtanam emariso loloven, it gets very white, ponov. Ka'odam sha'omdu sorosov, like someone who gets goose pimples. Ha'ochlo potter, that is chametz durabonon, that has a din of chametz nukshet, it's chametz durabonon. Ochlo potter, your potter, but it's still aser. Says the Ramon now. The im hamatza asuya, the matza was made already. The yore shalotovid lidei chimutz, and we're afraid that it's going to come to chimutz. You rolled out a matza, beautiful matza. It's ready for the oven. The oven isn't ready for it. It's sitting there. Muter l'shabra v'lasar l'asolsi. You're allowed to go ahead and squish the whole thing together and start from scratch. Kadei she'esha givat l'achimutz. So that it will not turn to chametz. Miu tov lizar l'chatchila. One should be machmer l'chatchila, not do that. We're afraid it'll get the halacha. Of a matzah kfula where the fire doesn't get to all of it, and there we are choshish for chametz.